means?
Salt meat.
Salt meat.
That's pork.
Okay. Well, what if it was, did it have a lot of lean in it or a lot of fat?
Yeah, lean and fat both. You usually call that the get here by a shoulder of a pork.
Yeah.
Shoulder of salt meat, that's the way it is. You get a shoulder of salt meat in the stores, and then it slides, and then you sell them to you by price. Steaks. I had that yesterday for dinner.
When you cut the side of a hog, you call that the what?
You open a hog.
Yeah, and you get a what? A side, you cut off the side.
Rib.
That's what you want to know, the ribs?
The rib.
Or something else?
No, well, the place where you get the bacon from, you call that the what?
The hind quarter.
Hind quarter, okay. And?
Well, that's where you get your ham to, from the hind quarter.
Now, what's that kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Bacon, okay. And the outside of bacon is the what?
The rind.
The cut. That's the rind?
Yeah.
Okay. What about that little meat that comes in links on a chain?
Sausage.
Sausage, okay. Alright, you get that where? Who cuts that up?
Well, then you get that in the stores, because we don't make that when we kill hogs. We just make plain old pork sausage.
How do you make that?
You grind your meat, and then you season your meat, and you put it in casing.
What part of the, can you tell me what part of the meat that was?
Just the lean and fat. You have to use some fat in that. The lean and the fat. You grind it, and then you have these stuff of that. Sometimes you do it by hand, and sometimes you have these stuffing machine. It goes faster.
Yeah. What about nowadays the person who cuts the meat and sells it? You call him the
butcher.
Okay. If you keep meat too long,
it spoils.
So the meat is.
It spoils.
Okay. Can you tell me about what the other parts of the hog? What you do with that when you kill the hog?
Which part? What you mean? The inside?
Yeah. Well, for example, what would you do with his head? The meat from the head.
Well, the head. You make a hog head cheese with that. You have never eaten that?
Never have.
It is very good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm not bragging about myself though, but I can make it. That you know what they call boudin?
What is that?
Well, that you make that with the inside of the hog, with the liver and the kidneys and the heart and the tongue. You boil that, you grind that, and then you cook that with rice, and then you stuff that in a casing. And then after it's in the casing, you put it in hot water and you cook it for a while. And then you take it out.
You know how to spell that? Boudin?
B-O-U-D-I-N.
Boudin.
Now there's red and white boudin. The red one is made, you use the same thing, but you use some blood. You save the blood of the hog and you mix it in there. That's very good. And then the white boudin, well, you don't put the blood in it.
Do you ever make anything else out of the blood?
No, that's the only thing.
Okay. What about, do you ever make anything just from the liver?
Oh, you can cook the liver, yeah. Just plain liver.
Yeah. Do you ever call it liver sausage or liver?
No, you just said we cook liver.
Okay.
I mean, you eat that with grits.
Do you ever take maybe the juice from the head cheese and mix that with cornmeal?
No, that's